because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about Attorney General William Barr's testimony before the Senate committee yesterday and his declining to show up to face the same treatment again today. And he was treated very badly. There's no question about that. And everybody's on his case. Hillary Clinton came on out calling Bill Barr Trump's defense lawyer, saying he's not the attorney general in the way that he's conducted himself, and of course has joined the chorus of voices calling for him to resign or be impeached. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is also demanding William Barr resign over the Trump-Mueller report. It's just huge amount of sound and fury. Now, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham basically got on Senator Mazie Hirono's line of questioning, saying that she slandered Barr from top to bottom, which she absolutely did. And, you know, Hirono was out there saying, you know, you're a liar. We know you're a liar. You're siding with the president over the interests of the American people. Former Attorney General Eric Holder, who was Attorney General under Obama, basically unleashed on Barr, saying his conduct is unacceptable. So apparently the coup plotters are not happy after Barr basically destroyed the Democratic senators during the hearing, first Comey and now Holder. And Barr refused to back down. He refused to be intimidated. And he doubled down on the spying allegations and confirmed he is looking into the origins of the illegal investigations of Trump and his associates. This is a bigger scandal than Watergate. And Attorney General William Barr says he will not stop using the word spying. Apparently, Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse took umbrage over the use of the word spying. But Barr alleged during his testimony to the House Appropriations Committee in April, spying did occur against the Trump campaign. And here's where it gets really interesting, because apparently the New York Times just reported that in at least one case, the FBI did send a spy to meet with George Papadopoulos. And apparently this took place in a London bar in September of 2016. And the woman was posing as a professor's assistant. And she had drinks with George, always a dangerous thing to do. And then asked him a direct question. Was the Trump campaign working with Russia? Now, the woman had set up the meeting to discuss various foreign policy issues, but she was actually a government investigator posing as a research assistant. The FBI sent her to London as part of a counterintelligence inquiry opened that summer to understand Trump's campaign links to Russia, which, as it turns out, of course, did not exist. So, yeah, spying was taking place here. Now, during yesterday's hearing, Ben Rhodes, who was Obama's deputy of national security, actually squirmed when he was asked if Obama was involved in the FBI investigation of Trump. See, that's the most protected point. That's what they're trying to distract from. They want to keep the focus on Trump, Russia, and because people are starting to ask, was this another Watergate? Did the Obama administration use government agencies like the FBI to spy on a political campaign? And that's what they don't want people thinking about. And the new spin now, of course, is that, well, whatever happened back then, whether it was the FISA documents or the spying or whatever, it was all justified because the Obama administration was trying to stop Russia from meddling in the 2016 election. And again, there is no evidence that it ever actually happened. But that's the new Democratic talking point. It was done in a good cause. We did bad things, but for a good reason. House Democrats are now weighing a contempt of Congress charge for William Barr for refusing to turn over the unredacted special counsel's report on their deadline. And William Barr is saying the Democrats changed the rules on him. Basically, they had an agreement on how he was going to testify, and at the last second, they changed the rules. Now, Democrats are saying that Barr was terrified of facing the skilled interrogator they had arranged for and was giving excuses. It's supposed to be a hearing, not a grilling, not an inquisition. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Okay, it is now coming on out that the Oars were funneling uncorroborated intelligence on Donald Trump using private emails. And these are being called the Hi Honey emails. And they were from Nellie Oar to her high-ranking federal prosecutor husband and his colleagues. And, of course, Nellie Oar was working for Fusion GPS, or working with them, rather. And so it basically opens up the possibility that this unverified Hillary Clinton-funded opposition research was being backdoored into the Justice Department during the 2016 election through the so-called marital channel. Now, according to Jim Jordan, a criminal referral against Nellie Oar is now being finalized. So Nellie was hired by opposition research firm Fusion GPS. She conducted extensive opposition research on the Trump family members and campaigns ads, which she passed along to Bruce on a memory stick, and now we know by private email. Now remember, Hillary Clinton's campaign paid Fusion GPS to produce and launder the salacious and unverified and now discredited Steele dossier. Anyway, article coming on out of Russia Today. Hillary Clinton appeared on TV proposing that China hack into Donald Trump's tax returns and make them public, which caused a lot of people to question her ability to move on from her election defeat, which, no, she can't, and to question her sanity. And her rationale for all of this was, well, Russia is clearly backing the Republicans, so it's time for China to back the Democrats. A little bit out there here. As I said earlier in the show, some of the things that Ilhan Omar says I agree with, some I do not. And apparently, she had this rant, just a fury against all white people and Republican goons. And she was speaking Tuesday at an event at the Capitol organized by the founders of Black Lives Matters. And she just went on this rant saying, this is not going to be the country of the xenophobes. It's not going to be the country of white people. This is not going to be the country of the few. This is going to be the country of the many. And then she went to take a swipe at members of her own Democratic caucus. Demagoguery here. Bernie Sanders, as you're probably already aware, has been pushing this idea that prisoners in prison should be allowed to vote. Now, in most states, people convicted of felonies lose their right to vote. In any case, somebody did a poll and discovered Bernie's plan to let all prisoners vote is only supported by 15% of Americans. That's 15%. So that one seems dead on arrival here. Kirsten Gillibrand has unveiled a plan yesterday that she calls democracy dollars. And it's basically to give every voter $600 in vouchers, not cash, but vouchers. And the vouchers can then be used to donate to federal candidates for office. And Gillibrand says that she's doing this to help reduce the influence of big money in politics. And she's certainly right on that one. Right now, the big money dominates our political system, and we're all being made to pay the price for that one. And she said, if you want to accomplish anything that the American people want us to accomplish, whether it's health care as a right, better public schools, better economy, you have to take on the greed and corruption that determine everything in Washington. Absolutely right about that. You know, we used to have laws that limited how much anybody could donate. And that was to level the playing field so that the campaign and the elections really did represent the will of the people. But over the last couple of decades, all of these donation limits have been removed. And that Citizens United decision just opened up the sluice box of corporate tampering with the process here. Okay. Apparently, CNN's ratings dropped again, 26% last month over the same month last year. This is coming from Forbes. And the network's total primetime audience was well under a million viewers at 767,000. That is pretty bad. Now, MSNBC and Fox News more than double that figure at 1.66 million and 2.395 million viewers, respectively. Nobody likes a liar. They absolutely do not like that. Joe Biden is out there. He was out there speaking on The View, and he promised to bring the nation back to an era when the media pretended the president didn't have any scandals. And Biden came on out saying, nowadays, there's a new presidential scandal every day on the news. Some are real, some are invented. Well, Joe, I have to disagree with you on this one. One of the reasons we're in the mess that we're in is because of decades of the corporate media failing to report on scandals by politicians, up to and including the president. I mean, if Biden's vision had been in place, we never would have heard about Watergate. It is the job of the media to point out wrongdoing by politicians and corporate leaders. The corporate media has failed that, which is why the independent media is out here. Over in Baltimore, Mayor Catherine Pugh has now resigned a month after taking a so-called medical leave and the scandal over her sales of a self-published children's book series. They held a press conference to which she did not bother showing up, and no questions were allowed. So she is out. Talking about the economic news, Stephen Moore has now withdrawn his name from consideration for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. This is a tweet from Donald Trump, and Trump basically said he was a great pro-growth economist and truly fine person. He's decided to withdraw from the Fed process. Okay. During the first 3 months of this year, 2019, $356 million worth of cryptocurrency was stolen. Another reason to go back to that coin stuff, the gold and silver coins here. Speaking of gold, global gold demand gains in the first quarter of 2019. Central banks buy gold bullion and ETFs. And Democrats are out there trying to claim that Trump does not have much interest in preventing Russians from interfering in U.S. elections, but claim the previous administration did all it could to stop Russia from meddling in the 2016 elections. And actually, this does not line up with the headline. Anyway, global gold demand is gaining. So why is the price of gold falling? because it is. It's down again today. They did not have a good day on the stock market either. Not horrible, but still not good. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has announced it would expand its brokerage operations into Middle Eastern markets by opening Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Gulf properties. In other words, Buffett is going to bet big on Dubai real estate as the stock market looks to be stumbling. Now, construction spending in the United States is heading south. Apparently, there are huge drops in orders for new residential and retail properties. So that's where the slowdown is going to be. Recessions always begin in the factories. When the factories stop hiring, that's a red warning sign. Story coming on out of governmentslaves.news. Americans can't afford to buy a home in 70% of the country. We've been recommending to our audience for years, get that credit card debt down. Credit card charge-offs have hit the highest level in nearly 7 years. Credit card delinquencies have hit the highest level in almost 8 years. Shows how silly it is that running an entire economy on debt. Speaking of debt, the Treasury Department has announced that the U.S. government may have to stop borrowing later this year because, once again, they're coming up on the debt ceiling. And there's going to be another big debate in Congress. Everybody's going to harump. And in the end, they'll raise it again. They really don't have a choice. And there may be a brief government shutdown. But hitting that debt ceiling could trigger a U.S. default and an immediate recession. But this hassle over the debt ceiling has like become a regular recurring story over there in the Congress. And it gets even worse than that. Starting in 2024, all U.S. debt issuance will be used to pay for interest on the debt. Just think about that. Everything the U.S. government will be able to borrow will be immediately spent on the interest the government, on the money the government bought previously. We have been talking lately about this tendency for corporations to sort of get a little bit too big for their britches and start exerting their influence in areas outside their line of business. So apparently there is these leftist activists, the group, the Sum of Us, and they have forced MasterCard to hold a vote that would see the creation of a human rights committee who would then basically ban conservatives from using the MasterCard. They basically want to stop people they do not agree with. That is a very, very dangerous development. Now, yesterday I went down to the local mailbox store to buy some stamps because I got a bunch of letters I got to get out of here this weekend. And I knew that there had been an increase in the price of stamps. It still took me a little bit by surprise. But apparently the Postmaster General is saying that the post office is in a death spiral and will run out of cash by 2024 unless major changes are made to the model, which they claim the politicians set up to fail. Now, the post office has had dwindling revenue for years, even though they deliver to about 1 million new addresses each year. Well, some of the dwindling revenue is because of competing package services such as UPS and FedEx and the tendency for people to use more email. But it's also true that the post office is not the most efficient operation in the world. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And yes, once again, as you heard on the little promo there, we need your help to keep going. Things are really tight right now, and I know you're all dealing with a lot of economic hardship yourself, but the plain truth is that we will not be here unless we have your help. That's it. We could be gone in another month. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And, of course, those of you who want to support whatreallyhappened.com, and we need your help, it's serious. You can hit the donate button on the webpage. So we're going to go back to the phones here. Thomas in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael, good day to you. Yeah, Mike, what's on my mind is a few things. Well, just Jesse Smollett case really has got me perplexed. You're pretty good at this, Michael. What's taking the Fed so long to get a case against the letter he sent to himself? And this Fox lady, I think she's going to be going to jail because there was a retired judge that's really looking into this now. And there is totally, this was total bogus nonsense that's going on with this Smollett case. And Michael, the two guys that supposedly went and bought the rope, now, I believe they're on record that they had painted their face white. Now, if that's the case, what has taken this case so long, and why hasn't it been prosecuted? Because Smollett was trying to start a race war, Michael. I think he's saying
he did it to up his public profile because he wanted more money from Empire. But my understanding is he's now been booted from the show completely. So that one definitely a classic hoist with one's own petard there. But you're absolutely right. The prosecutor, Fox, needs to explain what the heck was going on here, because apparently there was another case of filing a false police report that she went ahead and prosecuted. And so there's clearly a case of selective enforcement here. It just shows how corrupt the system is.
Well, Michael, let me ask you this. If these two guys were brothers, were paid $3,500, and he actually wrote the check for them, and they can prove that, why aren't they in trouble? Because they were going to perpetrate that. Accordingly, they beat up Smollett. They did hit him a few times, smacked him around and stuff. So they did a physical abuse on this guy. So if that's the case, and he was trying to blame it on another culture, what do you call this? I mean, this is absurd, because this guy paid two guys to beat him up. They had the rope and the bleach, whatever they used, and they said it was a liquid when it was actually frozen. It couldn't be even liquefied because it was so cold out that night. And then on top of it, Michael, the letter that he wrote to himself with some kind of substance, what's going on with that? Where's the feds on this? You don't hear nothing from them. Well, matter of fact, what if President Trump jump in on that? Because look what this is going to be potentially turned into.
Well, now, I think this whole Smollett thing, as distasteful as it is, I think it's sort of, you know, off the bottom of Trump's to-do list in terms of national priorities. But it does. It stinks to high heaven. And it underscores a problem that only rarely do fake hate crimes actually result in the hoaxer being prosecuted. In most cases, you know, there's a little bit of finger wagging, and that's it. It's a very tolerated thing. Now, sometimes they do get charged with filing a false police report, but you know, in Smollett's case, yeah, his notoriety, his celebrity, made it a national issue, and it did cause a lot of damage.
Well, you know, Michael, they're talking now. Since the Smollett case came out, you know, every week they were talking about the crime rate in Chicago, how many this happened on this weekend and that weekend. Well, since the Smollett case has happened, they're not even talking what the crime rate is in Chicago on the weekends now, as far as what's the shootings and all that. But the one guy was pointing out on the, I think it was OAN, he was talking about, why has that stopped? Because, you know, every week there would be like 30, 40, whatever, shootings. But now it's like they don't even want to talk about it because it's all about the Smollett and keeping that simmered down. So I don't get it. And also, Michael, did you actually see the interview with Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols?
No, I didn't.
Okay. They have an article with this guy, and he was on the news, that he was talking about Venice Beach in California with the homelessness. He says the gang problem in Venice Beach is off the charts. And most of the guys that are homeless are in their late 20s, mid to late 20s. And the homeless situation out in Venice Beach and San Francisco is off the charts. And they're trying to keep it under wraps. But this guy was, he was the leader of the Sex Pistol band, and he's got an article, and actually he had an interview. I saw the interview for a few minutes. His name is Johnny London, whatever, and he's saying that California's off the chain with homelessness. It's the needles are everywhere, the feces. He said he's never seen anything. He said it's worse than what's going on in Europe by a mile.
Yeah, I mean, California's become one of the few places on Earth where the dogs have to be careful not to step in the human poo.
Yeah, you ought to punch that up, that article, have somebody there where you're working, and let them look at the Johnny Rotten article. It's amazing what he's talking about. In Venice Beach, how it used to be beautiful, now it's a disaster, and all these coastal cities in California have gone homeless. There are tent cities everywhere.
Yeah, it's
Anaheim's
terrible.
Thomas,
sorry to cut you off. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here and getting on back to the international news. Apparently, Guy Verhofstadt, who's the European Parliament's Brexit representative, is going to Britain next week to campaign for the Liberal Democrats in the European elections. And clearly he's out there pushing for a Brexit revolt. Thomas is still on the line. I'm sorry. Thomas, do you have something else you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, Michael, I have this to share with you. Dianne Feinstein yesterday was grilling Barr, and I thought that ironic. Here she had a Chinese national in her organization for her her Senate seat for 20 years. This guy has been working for her. Why isn't she being grilled about how did she not know about a Chinese national working in with her on intelligence and all that on the committee she was in? What's going on with that? You never hear nothing about that anymore.
Anything more about the Uranium One deal or the fact that the Clinton Foundation doesn't actually qualify as a 501c3. It's all about controlling the narrative, and right now those in control want their narrative to continue to be Trump-Russia collusion, and anybody who's out there saying we can't see any evidence of it, oh, it must be a cover-up, because when that narrative collapses, which it's dangerously close to doing right now, the narrative is going to shift back on over to what did the Obama administration do? How did they justify the spy? Obviously, there wasn't any collusion. Therefore, the spying was for political gain.
Correct. Well, Michael, Joe Biden and Obama, Joe Biden's son, of course, maybe you can know this figure. I don't know. I wish you'd help me out with this. Joe Biden's son, I heard, made over $80 million off the Russia, some kind of Russia deal. And then you had Obama on a mic, a hot mic, saying, when I win the re-election, we'll work. You tell them about whatever, they're going to work a deal out. I mean, you never hear about that. Trump should be running those ads all the time. Seven days a week he should be running. And how much did Joe Biden's son actually make off the Russia deal on Hillary?
Yes.
What are the actual numbers of these people making all this money off of Russia? And, you know, I remember during the election of Obama and Romney kept talking, well, Russia is a big enemy, and they something about Palin or something. And then Romney was like, Romney didn't know what the hell he's talking about. All of a sudden, all these Democrats talk about is Russia. And then when Romney was running for president, oh, he's crazy. Russia would never do nothing to us. You remember that? All these networks are running how Russia was such a great ally. And
yes.
Obama knew exactly. And then Romney was some kind of nut job. And then you got this Romney stabbing Trump in the back. But here Romney was telling the American public, yeah, the Russians are behind all this craziness. And they called him a nut job. I'll never forget all that. I watched it. I've seen it all play out. I'm like, what is going on here? What a conspiracy it all is. And, you know, Michael, one more thing, and I'll let you go. I know you got other callers and you got other things you want to talk about. But I really want to know how much the Catholic Church and Rome and the Pope, who's an Argentinian, who all these illegals should be heading to Argentina, well, how much money are they funding for these caravans?
Half
what is
a million.
The figure? I believe it's a lot more. I believe it's like a half a billion. That's what I'm thinking. There's something going on with this Pope from Argentina wanting all these illegals heading north, you know, which is over a 1,000-mile trek in itself, and they're going on a train and all that. I mean, this is a conspiracy of biblical proportion. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, it's certainly of global proportions, and, of course, that's what George Soros wants. And I understand that Pope Francis is now facing a revolt within the Catholic leadership where they basically want to sanction him for what is being described as heresies. But apparently there's this group of hardline bishops and cardinals who have basically signed a letter saying that the Pope is guilty of heresy. So we may have a new Popeness soon.
I believe that, Michael. So anyway, thank you for taking my call, and try to see if I can help you guys out a little bit next week or two. Put something in. But like right now, Michael, I'm really perplexed what's going on in the world. And with these Democrats, the way they're acting with this bar is insanity. I mean, what we already proved, like you, I'll let you go back to talking. Trump wasn't aiding with the Russians. It was Obama and Biden who was aiding with the Russians and Hillary.
Yes.
That's where real collusion's at. I can't wait till they actually pump all this up and all the truth comes out of this filth, that swamp that is Washington anymore. It's disgusting. Anyway,
well,
thank you,
that's why the independent media has to stay up and running. And, you know, we're under attack right now. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the program here. The corporate media, their job is to keep the American mind focused on just a few things. And right now that is Trump-Russia collusion. And the corporate media is just as guilty as anybody else in the fact that these other scandals do remain hidden from the public view.
Well, you know, Michael, how can there be so much homeless in California, but they're bringing millions of illegals in there? I mean, according to Johnny Rotten, a Sex Pistol guy, he did an interview. He lives in Venice Beach. There's all this homelessness, but they're bringing all these illegals in there by the thousands every day. I don't understand it. And
California, they get housing
allowances. Bankrupt. Yeah, they get Section 8 and everything. I think they get free tickets to Disneyland.
Well, the Section 8 has cut the Section 8 subsidies, but yeah. These illegal immigrants are getting better treatment than legal American citizens.
It's unbelievable. They're probably even getting free tickets and free hotel rooms at Disneyland. I'm telling you, it wouldn't surprise me. You hear something about that in the future. It's amazing what's happening. It's amazing.
It is.
Anyway, thank you for taking my call, Michael. Thank you.
All right, you got it here. And somebody just sent me that article about Johnny Rotten talking about the homeless crisis on Venice Beach. I remember Venice Beach from when I was a kid, I guess it's okay to say that now. And it was a very cool, beautiful place. And but virtually every place that I've lived while growing up, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, they're all being trashed. They are all being trashed here. Anyway, we're talking about how Guy Verhofstadt is going to visit Britain, campaigning for the Liberal Democrats and pushing for a Brexit revolt, because right now the poll numbers are showing that the pro-Brexit parties candidates are leading, and they want to try and stop that. They're desperate to stop Brexit any way that they can. But apparently, Theresa May is going for a massive gamble to try and achieve Brexit by the flextension deadline of May 22nd. And she may be giving way on Labour's EU customs union, which a lot of people are opposed to. So we'll see what's going to happen with that one. It is a mess here. Here's an article from hrw.org. And it's saying that the world's autocrats face rising resistance. And yeah, that's certainly true. We see it all over. We're seeing it with the French Yellow Vest protests. We're seeing it not so many protests here in the United States, or at least they're not being covered. But certainly all over Europe. There's a pushback. And the article is basically saying that people, because of the distortions of history and movies and TV, don't recognize it when they're living in a dictatorship, because the dictatorships dress themselves up in the livery, if you will, of democracy. But the elections are all fraudulent and rigged, like they are here in this country. And people are getting fed up. They're getting very fed up. And I think I said some months ago, this push for a global government is creating a political climate conducive to a global revolution. And I think we're definitely headed in this direction. Russia Insider is reporting that over in France, the Yellow Vests are winning. And basically, the fire at Notre Dame has brought out into the open the strategic shift in public opinion that's occurred over the winter. And the shifts in public opinion are all to the advantage of the Yellow Vests. So, okay. And, but apparently the Yellow Vests are winning. Macron last week came out with an offer of a slight tax reduction, and the Yellow Vests said no, that's token only. Now, over in Poland, in Warsaw, Polish nationals are now starting to protest against that country's membership in the European Union. And they had a march yesterday marking the 15-year anniversary of Poland joining the EU. And the Polish people are now saying they want out. It's going to be a Polexit, I guess, or a Pexit. Not sure how we'll phrase that one here. Over in Brussels, and ahead of the coming EU elections, in which a lot of Eurosceptic candidates may win, Jean-Claude Juncker has openly bragged that he will make sure that any Eurosceptic candidates will not receive any top jobs in Brussels, regardless of the results of the election. And he came on out rejecting the idea that the surge at the ballot box for national populist parties is going to in any way slow the progress of the globalist EU integration process. So he's basically out there saying the EU was a stepping stone to the global government, the New World Order. And if you look at how the EU is treating the people of EU, you have to understand, a global government would be that much worse. The larger a government becomes, the more abusive it becomes. Getting on back to the Smollett case here, over in Chicago, apparently one of the newspapers, the Chicago Sun-Times, used Antifa-linked sources to try and defend Kim Fox and bash her critics as white nationalists. They're trying to basically turn her and Jussie Smollett into the victims here. So again, the corporate media is out there. They're pushing that white nationalist narrative here. Okay, Julian Assange, as you know, is in a British jail. They've been sentenced to 50 weeks in jail for skipping his bail. And it turns out the extradition hearing is happening sooner. Apparently, it's going to be taking place on May 30th, end of this month. And basically, there was a hearing. He testified over a video link. And when he was asked if he desired to be extradited to the United States, he said, no, he doesn't. I do not wish to surrender myself for extradition for doing journalism that has won many, many awards and protected many people. So that's going to be an ugly set. Of course, he gets back here. They're going to put him away for life. They're going to make an example out of him because they don't want independent media reporting. They absolutely do not. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I want to correct Tom. Tom, that was Biden and Ukraine, not Russia. Ukraine and
yes.
Burisma and his son Hunter Biden involved in that. Yeah, we got to be careful when we go Ukraine or Russia because there's nothing wrong with the people. You know, this is we're talking about business deals with oligarchs in those countries, not Russian government officials or Ukraine government. Even though there is involvement with them, but you know, it's not the it's like the American people. We're not responsible for elements of our government that. You know, that's causing all this mess. You know, but Mike, I wanted to. Tom is right on. Like I watched, not Tom, Joe from Tennessee earlier. He said the whole circus show with the Democrats, and it was embarrassing. It's like, but I mean, Joe, it's not a fun thing to watch because like it's embarrassing our country. Like it's a joke. I mean, and it's it riles up people. You know, it makes people even angrier at Trump or the Republicans, and then the Republicans angry at the Democrat. So it's actually fracturing this country even more. So this is not
yes,
a
it
good
is.
Thing. You know, and the whole thing is like, Joe, you're wrong. I'm telling you, there's not going to be indictments with these people. This is the oligarchy of your country. This is the system of this country for the past decades. You know, these people will do a false flag before. I mean, you're talking about Obama, Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, Comey, the whole gang, John Brennan, Clapper. These people ain't going to be indicted, man. I mean, you know, I just don't see that happening. I really don't. I mean, I'd like to see it. And I'd
Me
like
too.
For things to you know to change because we're on you know we're a train wreck, you know. But I just don't see this is the deep state. You know they're not going to go down lightly. You know
no.
So I just don't see indictments happening. And I know people keep saying, oh, you know, QAnon. Remember that? What happened to that? You know, in the summer they're coming and it goes, nothing happens. It's just I
never had much confidence in QAnon to begin with. I thought it was a psyop right from the beginning.
I know Joe is holding out hope and stuff, and other people are, but I just don't see those indictments coming. And like I said, when the end of the summer comes and nothing's here and done, it still goes back to the end. No wall being built. No infrastructure plan because everybody's bickering in Washington. What else? No fixing of the electoral voting thing, like you said. What else? You know, nothing's being done. It's like a stalemate in Washington, D.C.
It's know? Like a nightmare that you can't wake up from.
And like Tom says, with the Sex Pistols guy with Venice Beach with the young 20-year-olds all sleeping in tents. That's happening on the East Coast and the West Coast and in the middle of the country. So that's just another sign of an empire in decline, and it's just going to keep getting worse because, prices of housing on the East and West Coast is out of control. Like, people are, like in Silicon Valley, they're sleeping out of campers. How is that possible? So I just don't see things changing, really, for the foreseeable future,
Yeah, it's a pretty depressing prospect. Anyway, Dustin, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. We're talking about keeping Ukraine and Russia separate, not confusing them when we talk about the corrupt deal with Biden's son. So, Dustin, what else have you got?
You mentioned it before, the Baltimore mayor, which resigned. Did they ever find her? Because I know she went missing for like a couple weeks or a month or two.
Well, I know she didn't show up for the press conference today. So I don't know if it's a case of they don't know where she is or she just is staying out of the public eye.
Yeah, a lot of people, I don't know if you know this, but like, well, you said it, she was running a pay-to-play where I don't even know if she wrote the children's book or had a ghostwriter write the children's book. And then the pharmaceutical company would buy 10,000 copies of the book for her. It was a pay-to-play scheme, kind of like what Hillary Clinton was doing. And they all, you know, Mike, they all do this. Like,
yeah.
The mayor got caught, but she's not the only one. It's all going on. So it's all corrupt. Like I said, everything's corrupt. Like, how do you fix this kind of stuff? You can't.
You can't. We're just going to have to let it crash. And again, my long-term prognostication is that we're going to see a Soviet Union-style collapse of this country. And obviously, getting from where we were to that collapse, we're going to be going through periods just like we're seeing here right now with all this open warfare between the political parties and the corruption being exposed. I think, you know, it's very frustrating because I spent literally a third of my life trying to sort of head this off. And obviously I was unable to educate sufficient numbers of Americans to have an impact. So it is very frustrating because I think things are going to get a lot worse before they get better.
And you know, the problem, Mike, also is like everybody knew what she was doing.
Yes.
You know, and like, and the other side, the ones who were buying the books, they knew what they were doing. And they just don't care. They look the other way. That's why I said it's a systemic problem, just like with Smollett. Like Thompson, like, it was all, I mean, he got off because it's who he was.
Yes.
You know, and like, nothing's going to happen to that Fox woman. You know, nothing's going to have, Rahm Emanuel most likely knew what was going on, but he says he don't, but I don't believe that. You know, and probably the chief of police didn't know, because, like, why would they tell him? You know, but I just don't see things being fixed, you know, because it's ingrained in these people. It's just,
they love the system the way it is because it serves them very well. This country will never be fixed from the top down. It's going to have to collapse or worse. There's going to have to be a bottom up revolution.
Well, they do know what they say. The fish rots from the head down, so that's what it is, you know, rotten
well,
fish
definitely.
At this point, yeah. All right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, and we're coming up here on our top of the hour break. Apparently down in Florida, the lawmakers have now approved arming teachers with guns in classrooms after undergoing police-style training and a psychiatric evaluation. I'm in favor of both of those. And, of course, the gun grabbers are saying, no, guns on the campus are bad. They're going to be deadly accidents. So we'll see what's going to happen. I'll tell you this, though. Just the knowledge that some of those teachers are armed, there won't be shootings in those schools. And so there should be some music playing right now. There it is. All right. So we're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be back after these few words.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.